Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Women to Women. How are you all doing out there, all of my beautiful women in the Lord? My God, don't you know that you are a queen in the kingdom of God? My God, I just had to tell somebody, because that's what I heard when I looked in the mirror a few minutes ago. I heard that I am a queen, a good-looking woman, amen, in the kingdom of God, and I'm just so excited. I'm excited to be in the kingdom, amen. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his women. I'm excited to be his woman, amen, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. There's none like him, and I love him today. My soul rejoices. Oh, yes, my soul rejoices. Just thinking about his love, mercy, his goodness, amen, all he's done for me and all he continues to do. So aren't you happy, amen, to be in the Lord? Aren't you happy to be alive today? My God, I know that I am really, really happy to be alive on today and happy that God is on my side, amen. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. So I'm just happy, happy, happy. Happy in the Lord, amen. I know you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, tone it down a little bit, but nah. You know, after the fight that I went through on last week, I can't tone it down. I'm just going to rejoice and let my little light just shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. God bless you and welcome to Women to Women with Pastor Rebecca and co-host Prophetess Angie Singletary and life coach, biblical life coach Tina Michelle. We are happy to be with you on today. Amen. And we welcome you. We just want to tell you to get on the phone, call somebody, send some emails, and let somebody know about Women to Women. Amen. Let somebody know that we're here, that we're live, that we're ready. Amen. And that we are excited about being women. Amen. So many times as women, we go through so much. But today, we stand to say that we are excited about being women in the kingdom of God. The chat room is open. The phone lines are always open. You can call at any time and share with us and be on the line with us and be on the air with us. We're just ready for some sweet, sweet fellowship because the Lord says how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I want to bring my co-hosts on. I guess they're like, well, Pastor Rebecca, you need us today? I'm going to bring my co-hosts on. God bless you, ladies. God bless you.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Praise God.
Hi, whoa, Tina Michelle.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. I'm so glad to be here. God is good. He's good, and we're in 09.
Amen. Yes, we are. We are in 09. You know, I think it's been about a month, maybe 1, 2, 3, this is the
3 weeks.
This would have been a month. 3 weeks since you've been with us, and I know I missed the show on Thursday. I missed my own broadcast because I had to do a funeral on that day, and then we did it on Fridays for 2 weeks. And then on last week, I'm not going to tell people what happened last week. I'll let you tell people. Tell the people what happened.
Well, it's funny that I hired a personal assistant to make sure I don't miss things, but then, you know, I doubled my schedule thinking that she could do stuff and then ended up in the zoo at the time of the broadcast with my daughter and went, oh, my goodness, what time is it? 12 o'clock, my alarm goes off, it's time to get on the show. No, Tina, it's not 12 o'clock. It is 10 o'clock. You're in Arizona.
What? That's right. That's right. You still have to get acclimated to the time change. You still have to get used to the fact that you're in a whole nother time zone over there.
And it's funny because I am acclimated, just my calendars aren't necessarily synchronized. So when my alarms go off, it still says 12.
Wow.
So I had to get all that change with my assistant. so that she understood that, okay, even though I'm over here, I'm still on East Coast time. So my schedule starts at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. because it's 8 o'clock in New York and on the East Coast. So it was just, I sat there and I called you, and you were getting your hair done, did. And
I'm getting my hair done, did. And I look cute, too. I just want to tell y'all, I look good today. I just pray that everybody looks good today. Amen. I pray that you you took some time to pull yourself together today. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I was looking, I was fixing myself up. I was so excited getting dressed today. I was like, oh, I'm going to wear these jeans. I'm going to put on this top. And then I pulled out this little pink summer top that I could layer on top of a long sleeve black top. And I put that pink top. And I was like, ooh, girl, you kicking that outfit. You look good. I look good today, my God. If I do say so myself, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made in the Lord.
So that's what had happened. That's what had happened, Pastor. What had happened was.
See, what had happened? I used to do that at Merrill Lynch when I was going to work. I would come in late, running in the door. They'd be looking at me. I'd say, so, you want to know what happened? See, what happened was, amen. Well, let's say hi to Prophetess. Prophetess, good morning.
God
good
bless
afternoon.
You, ladies. God bless you. The joy of the Lord is certainly your strength today. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, can you stand me? My God, I asked the devil, I said, how do you like me now? You know, my God, because I went through warfare last week. I don't know if anybody knew it, but I was fighting for my life last week.
Hey, hallelujah.
But, you know, when we conquer, when we come out victorious, we got to shout hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We have to jump.
Yes.
We
yes.
got to tell somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey,
Prophetess,
happy 09. Hey, Prophetess, how are you?
God bless you, Sister Tina. I missed you. Glad
all
is well.
See what happened.
Glad all is well.
You talking about what happened?
Hey, all of that don't even matter. You on today. On today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to call you out, but I think you're down there in Arizona falling in love or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
I
wasn't going to.
Everything, girl. Everything.
Falling
like
in love
Jesus.
With Jesus.
Oh, it is. You know, people don't understand how big God is.
Mm.
We
yes.
don't see our little snapshot called now, right?
Yes.
So whatever's invested in that now has to do with our past and what led us up to today on this timeline. But if you could understand everything God had planned as an executive producer of the whole thing called life. You would sit back and just rest.
Mm-hmm. That's right. My yeah. God, it would blow my mind. My God.
Every day, I feel almost guilty when I'm talking to some of the young ladies that I know. Oh, girl, we just trying to get through. I'm like, Jesus is Lord. My life is something that I could not have painted, designed, wrote, got a script for, paid someone to write. I couldn't even imagine that God would have it like this. It's above all I think.
Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Everything. Well, you know, we're already in the broadcast. We want to welcome everybody in the chat room. We have Hospitality Diva Connie. God bless you, Sister Connie. And tell your husband we said hello. Mrs.
Yeah.
D. Neal, an hour to empower. Sister Peaches is with us. Praise the Lord. I was on her broadcast this week, Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, from 11 until 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
It was late. It was a late night, but we had a good time on her show over at Sister Peaches. You could go ahead and put the link in the room, blogtalkradio.com/WNJC, I believe. I'm not sure, -FM. But she'll put the link in the room, and I'll let you know what it is so you can go and check out Sister Peaches. And she said, praise God, praise God. All of you beautiful women of God, how are you doing today? You know, my God, I just want to pray God's blessings upon you this day.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you have done. More than that, God, who you are in our lives on today, God. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You're our healer, our provider, our protector, God. Oh, God, you have been so many things to our friend in the midnight hour. Oh, my God, you've been a brother and a sister, a mother and a father. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, you're our Savior, our Lord, my God. Oh, my God, we love you, we love you, we love you. That miracle-working wonder in our sight, God. We love you today, and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for this is the day. Today is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. Oh, yes, we're rejoicing in the fellowship of the saints and being glad in it. So, God, come on in and fellowship with us as we go forward with this broadcast on today. Bless every beautiful woman, every woman of God, every daughter of Zion who has gathered in this place on today. Give them joy, 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 unspeakable joy. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. And help them, Lord, to increase their faith, to muster seed faith, ever-increasing faith, Lord, with which to trust and continue to walk with you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray that you even save souls, change lives, and set the captives free through this live broadcast or even through the archive. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen, and praise
amen,
God.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My
thank
God.
You,
my God, God is good. And Sister Peaches is at blogtalkradio.com/WDJC-FM. And also Connie, who's the hospitality diva, has a broadcast that she did, her first one today, and you can catch her at blogtalkradio.com/guess what? Hospitality-diva. And don't forget about Mrs. D. Neal, who's been promoting my book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, and her Christian Business Owners newsletter. And you can get your free copy of that newsletter at www.ckqgifts.biz. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And she said she did her first show today. Ladies,
praise
you have
God.
Any announcement? Congratulations. Praise That's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me give you a hand clap. I don't have one recorded, but I'm going to hold my phone and let's clap for the hospitality diva. Yay. Woo. You go, girl. You go with your bad self.
You
go ahead.
More
go ahead and
women
do it.
God. More women of God on the airwaves, go ahead, proclaiming the name of Jesus, and encouraging and empowering people, the better.
Yes.
The better.
Amen, amen.
And I have to get over there and check her out, because she sure has supported us right here, woman to woman.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Any other announcements before we go ahead and get into whatever we're going to get into today?
The joy of the
Anybody
Lord.
Anybody else
joy
any
the Lord.
Announcements?
Well,
praise
you
report.
Know, there's been a lot of stuff happening here in Arizona. And the joke has been that since I moved here, it's been raining.
Wow.
In the desert.
Wow.
And there's trees along the side of the road here that we just thought was green trees. And people are like, we didn't know those were lemon trees. We didn't know those were grapefruit trees. We didn't know those were orange trees. There's fruit on the trees.
Wow.
It never rains like this here. On top of the fact that since I got here, you know, the Giants have been losing in the Arizona team is now headed for the Super Bowl. They blame me for that, too.
Oh, do tell.
It has been an awesome time in Christ. You blame me for that one, too. Half of them are happy because since
Lord.
I got here, they've been winning.
This point, this film is God. It's God.
It's Jesus.
To God be the
glory.
Just like
Jesus.
You know, amen.
You know? You can't say that about that, but it's just been, I just want to encourage the women. I'm telling you, when I first got on this broadcast with you, I didn't know what was going to happen, and the testimony is recorded. Sometimes I tell people I have to put my leg off the ground, one leg at a time, off the bed, because sometimes it was just so hard, you know?
Yes.
And now I just, I just sort of float through the day. One with the testimony that God can do anything.
Anything.
Anything. And I can think pretty high, but he said he can see, he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Yes.
And I tell people, my thinker is tweaked pretty high. And he did stuff that completely went above what I could ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And when he moves you, when he moves you, not when you decide to move.
All right.
Okay? When he moves you, it is a complete work. He makes
My
sure that you're
God.
Complete and lacking nothing. And I just thank God every single day for that dark
Hallelujah.
Place. Because so much was birthed in that dark place. You know, we thank God for the deliverance, but I thank God more than anything for the patience that he graced me with, because that's not my nature. It might be my name.
Right.
Tina
Amen.
Means patience. Tina means patience, but that's not my nature. That
Amen.
I can sit there and wait on the Lord and just say, if God doesn't do this thing, I'm not going anywhere. If God doesn't do it, I'm not moving. I don't care what the offers are on the table. I don't care how many zeros you have. I'm tired of having the permissive will of God. I want his perfect will in my life.
Amen. 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 And that's just so powerful right there that we need his perfect will. And that's where his blessings are. You know, with permissive will, we get a sprinkling, like you were talking about the rain and everything. But the blessings, the latter rain is in his perfect will. You know, when we get into God's perfect will, when we begin to seek his face first and foremost and let him continue to be our first love. You know, I'm in love with Jesus today. I woke up this morning, I was like, woo, I'm in love.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with Jesus. I mean, I have a wonderful husband. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely in love with Jesus today. And ladies, we have a call. Let's just put our call on the air. Because we don't want to keep anybody holding today. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Welcome. I mean, thank you for that welcome. And just glad to pass.
Hello, you beautiful, powerful, anointed, appointed woman of God. How are you today?
I am blessed. I am blessed. And how are you all doing?
Bless
hey,
amen. I know, too. Like, is Pastor Rebecca drunk or what?
Yes, in the Holy Ghost. With new wine.
I don't know. I tell you, I got some double dose of Jesus today.
It's the new wine.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that new wine. There's nothing like it. I tell you, I haven't had a drink in over, 12 years. So I don't know what that would be like, but I know that I feel like I'm just a little bit woozy in the spirit right now, and I'm praising God for it. Prophetess LaLisa, how are you?
Amen.
I am excited. I am just excited about what God is doing and just happy. I am just happy in him and joyful in his presence. And, oh, God, you know, it's just wonderful. Yeah, it's just wonderful. To know him.
Yes,
you know,
and the power of his
Yes,
breath.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what's new? What's up? What's new with you? What's up with you lately?
Well, what's one of the things that I've been focusing on lately, I've been doing a few shows about this on the radio, is the secret to achieving your dream. And so I've almost just shortened it to achieving your dream. And, you know, the Lord just dropped that in my spirit to start talking about it. And, you know, I didn't make a big announcement of it. I just did a couple of shows on that topic. And then after I did the show, I just felt, wow, this is, you know, big. Because, you know, outside of showing me Joseph and how Joseph, you know, what all Joseph went through, when he gave Joseph that dream, and then just recently, because of the Dr. Martin Luther King and the whole, you know, Obama generation, everybody's talking about dream. I was like, I love how God can keep us on the cutting edge.
Yeah, my God.
I thought it was just a little thing, a topic for me to be talking about. Oh, okay, little did I know that this is the whole thing, because what happened was, in talking to people like yourself, Pastor Rebecca, and some other people that have, you know, interviewed me about different things I've been through, and I have to say, you know, God, I'm living my dream.
Jesus.
You know, I have my
Jesus.
I heard you talking about wonderful marriage, and I'm like, I have my dream marriage. I have dream job. I have my
Jesus.
Dream. You know, having been to jail, I'm working with people in coming out of jail. Having been a woman that was scorned and talked about, and you know, had the stigma from, you know, being molested and having been a prostitute. Now people are asking me to come and speak to women that are still trapped
Jesus.
In that,
Jesus.
Or just I have my dream ministry. I have my dream
yeah.
job. I have my dream education, going from
Jesus.
The lowest to a PhD, which was only my dream, was just to reach the highest, which seemed so hard. So I just said, wow. So that's when I said, well, let me do a topic on. I said, well, Louisa, because I'm always asking myself, what do I know anything about? When you're in the speaking
yeah.
business, Pastor Rebecca, every time they tell
yeah.
me to speak, well, what do you know something about? So, no, I don't know how to do taxes, and no, I don't know how to, I can't tell people how to succeed in internet marketing, and no, I can't tell you how to raise a child without them going, because I don't have any kids. But I said, what I do know is how to achieve your dreams.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I love what you just said, Prophetess Lalisa. One of the major things that I love to talk to people about is that you are the original copy of the divine, of what God has created you to be. And because of that, your life story, your pain, your suffering, your purpose, your passion, and your profit, all of that is locked into that. Because God wants you to walk out your destiny, and the best thing about God is that you are uniquely and wonderfully made, so you have no competition.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
going to do you like you. Nobody's going to do Lalisa like Lalisa.
Mm-hmm.
You have no takes away all that all that vocational competition, all them little letters, all those little, you know, get bigger, stronger, faster, tougher, more. That don't mean nothing when you're walking in your divine calling before a mighty God. Before a mighty God, because he knows every hair that's on your head. He said, in the womb, I foreknew you. So he knew that
that's
one day
right.
a little girl called Lalisa was going to hit this earth, and she's going to go through things. But you know what that word says in Ephesians chapter 1? He said that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened so that you may know the hope of your calling and what is the exceeding greatness of his power in us who believe. And then he turned
yes.
around a few scriptures down. He said that he wrought in Christ. He invested all of that when he resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead and made him to be the head of the church, fire above all thrones, principalities, and dominions. So basically, in simplicity, what he was saying was, from the moment you came on the scene, Lalisa, from the moment that you arrived, right, and you became this being of human, not a human doing, you're a human being.
All right, now.
Before
yeah.
God.
Yes.
Before God, he said there is a course that she's going to have to take. There is a road that she's going to have to walk. There is a way that I have to invest my power. The same resurrection power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is going to rise her up from the law of sin and death and walk her into a power that's going to change lives, save souls, and advance my kingdom.
Wait a minute. Hold it right there. Just one quick thing. Back in 2000, and my mother passed in 2005, so back in 2000 and I believe 2 or 3, I preached a sermon called The Same Power. And one of the main things that I said, and one of the main things I said in that sermon was the exact thing you just said, Tina. You said the same power that raised Jesus from the grave, I can send you a copy of it. And when I got ready to preach it, these people had asked me to preach. I wasn't ordained, blah, blah, blah. You know, people would say, well, how can somebody call on you? You're not ordained. Who are you
yes.
to be a sister? But when God confirms it, so the lady asked me to preach, I didn't know what I was going to preach on. This was in 2000, and it was probably 2 or 3. And I said, okay, God, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trained. I haven't been to seminary. I haven't been to preaching school. God,
mm-mm.
you God, I don't know how to pick out a sermon. I don't know how to pick out a topic. I had absolutely no training. Down there the night before I was to speak, God gave me the sermon, The Same Power. And I'll never forget.
Lisa, let me tell you, all those things that you just said, you know, this whole little, I can't even call it a book. You know, people call things a project, it's a book. This is my lifestyle, and I just didn't know it. God will show you the clues through your life. He'll show you through the strategies that you've used, and that's the whole premise of biblical coaching, right? That there are clues in your life to show you where God is leading you. Those are markers. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, all these little letters, and, you know, I've been preaching since I was 22 years old, have not been ordained yet, but the Lord is calling me to do so for the work, not for accolades, right?
Wow.
So I never had that. They would look at me, Lalisa, and they would say, girl, you're just a child. What you know? At 40 years old now, I'm able to say, I know how God dealt with me, and if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. Those are my credentials.
Yes.
Jesus.
Woo! Girl,
Jesus.
You better...
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then we have Pastor Lewis in the chat room. We have Pastor Lewis in the chat room, and Pastor Lewis says that, you know, it's God who ordains us anyway. You know, it is the Holy Spirit that ordains us and gives us the ability, the wisdom, and the power to go forth in the Word of God. And that's the, you know, one thing that you both said that was so powerful is that we don't have any competition. So we need to stop acting like we have competition. You know, we need to stop competing against each other and just only strive to be the best us that we can be in Him.
You know,
that's when God can really get some glory in our lives, when we say, you know what, this is not even my agenda. This is God's agenda. You know, what is it, God, that you have for me to do in this hour, during this season? And then, God, give me the faith to go forward with the ability that you have already given me so that I can go ahead and do it, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, not wondering about what Sister So-and-so is doing or whether she's getting more claps or more amens, but saying, you know what, God, I'm trembling. Like Paul said, I did it scared. Paul was scared. He said, but I came to you with fear and trembling, shaking in my boots. He said, but I preached the gospel. And that's what we have to do. We have to step out there and say, you know what, I'm scared. I don't really know how to do this. But one thing I do know is that I believe that God called me to do this. And just whatever it is, preaching, an occupation, you know, marketplace, a job, a career, a business, whatever it is, as long as you have faith to believe that God called you to it, then God will help you to do it. Amen. And you have to have faith. You got to believe.
And
you got to be confident. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
Amen. I want to hear from prophetess, because we're the talkers, and we will talk. Well, prophetess, I know you can jump in, but I want to hear from you today. What do you have to say about all of this?
You know, I'm in agreement with everything that's being said, and the type of person that I am, I'm not a person that, you know, that's one to voice their opinion a lot, but God deals with me inwardly, and if he gives me the opportunity or if he unctions me to say something, you know I will, but I'm in agreement with everything that's been said because me, even still yet being groomed in the office of a prophet, you know, you just take every opportunity that God gives you, and when he unctions you to flow or to move in whatever it is that he's calling you to do, you step out and do that thing. Yes, sometimes you step out in fear, but what do you want to deal with? You want to deal with the fear or being obedient to God? You know, the key in everything that I do, anything that I might say, any way that I may move, the key thing that I want to be is obedient to the call of Christ. Whatever he's unctioning me to say, whatever he's unctioning me to do, whichever way he's unctioning me to go, you know, you want to flow in that vein. Because guess what? The end result, you're going to be blessed. He's going to bless word that you put out. You know, you don't know whose life you might be saving on that day. You don't know who you may be saving from a stray bullet, you know, or whatever it is. You know,
Jesus.
He is obedient.
Oh.
He is obedient.
Jesus.
Did you hear that, Lalisa? She said, you might be saving somebody from a stray bullet.
Yeah.
I know that almost knocked you off of your feet right there.
Oh, man. You know it. Oh, man. It's...
you know, because the place is where he has.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Because
go
you
ahead.
Went. Because you went to bury. You went to do your brother's funeral last year. To eulogize your brother, and the Lord had told you to march in the streets that day, praying.
And
when you were marching, you heard gunshots.
Yes.
And come to find out later that as you were marching and praying, that this guy was shot and he could have been killed.
see.
Yeah,
but he only took one bullet out of how many?
We heard about six shots, and he took one bullet to his leg. A 26-year-old drug dealer.
Wow. Now, but the key is, you were obedient to do the march that God said. You probably had no idea, like, Lord, what do it for what? You didn't question it. You moved in it. You
on the day of my brother's funeral. Yeah, after the funeral, instead of going to a repast with other family members, we had a short one after the church, but we hurried into our casual clothing and our casual shoes, my sister and myself, and we went to do this walk, a mile walk, in one of the worst areas in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is my home.
Amen.
Area where people die. As a matter of fact, my sister, who lives there, told me there was no way it would be on the news because they only put on murders. They don't put on shooting.
Jesus.
And I knew in my heart, I said, no, this is coming on. And I sat and I watched, and then 11 o'clock on the 11 o'clock news, and it took place around 3:30 in the afternoon. So we just know that God is just so real. And, we just know he's real. And so just like we know he can protect a drug dealer and somebody being shot. We know God has a purpose for that life, for his life. One of the women that we do other things with that we've known since we were children, like my mother's age, she lives in the area. She says she was going to make it her business because she does hospital visits to go talk to this young man and let him know that God has a plan for his life. And we don't live in that city. But we know that God, just like he can do that, we know he can also, like you said, Tina, is raise up anyone from ever life that they're in, and that he can save us to the utmost.
Yeah.
So we don't look
qualified,
and we don't look at nobody.
To talk to them.
We can't judge any. Yeah, we can't look at anyone. We can't count anyone out.
That's true. That's true.
No matter how bad off they look, smell, or act. I mean, even in the church, I had to look at it in the church. Not too long ago, sometimes church people get on our nerves. And I know I'm one of them. Sometimes I'm sure I get on people's nerves. People say to me, people will say to me or behind my back, and you call yourself a prophetess, a minister, whatever. That's what they say, and we all know that. Because if they said it to you about me, they'll say it to me about you. If they say it to you about Prophetess Bynum, they'll say it to me about, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's how
right.
we do it now. So we all know
the answer. You see the answer. Amen.
And so, but what God showed me is that we in the church, you know, we have to minister just as hard and pray for the deliverance and the promotion of people in the church.
Right.
We can't just talk about them and say they're wrong for X, Y, Z. Let me pray for that brother, sister, minister, pastor, bishop, whoever they are. Pray for them. Pray that they get set free too. I mean, deliverance is if it's the children's bread, then that means you know all of us you know saved people as well.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And you know what I'm finding? Pastor Lewis is in the chat room, and she said, "Honey, they talk about Jesus, you know, and they did. They really did talk about
really
Jesus.
Did.
But you know what I'm finding?" Being having been a pastor for only 3 years, and the Lord had to grow me up in this thing. He had to grow me up in this thing because I feel like you know, I mean, I have taken so many attacks. You know, and you know, I just want to be nice, and I just want to love everybody. I just love everybody. But you know, the Lord has really given me some lessons on discernment. You know, discerning how many people, who I let get close to me.
Right.
He's given me lessons on compassion and forgiveness. And loving people anyway, you know, even after they have wounded me. So the Lord has really, really grown me up in this thing to the point where my skin has gotten to be somewhat thicker, somewhat thicker to know that, look, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really about the work that the Father has for me to do. And that's what Jesus said. Forget about food. He said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me,
yes,
of my Father who sent me. So we have to realize that when we take on the responsibility to be ambassadors for Christ, and that's for every lady out there, every beautiful woman of God that's listening to the sound of our voices on today, when you take a responsibility to be on the battlefield for Christ, to be an ambassador for Christ, to go out into this dark world and let your light shine, and even to come into some of these churches, mm-hmm, and stand up and stand for Jesus, not for the lucre, not for the acclaim,
right,
not for men and women to talk about how great you are, but when you make a stand for God,
yes,
you better believe you are going to be persecuted, and you better be ready to say that, you know what, for Christ I live, and for Christ I
die.
Or for Christ the solid rock I stand, and all of the ground is sinking sand. It doesn't matter if you're popular.
Right.
You can't. You forget popularity. Forget about it. People are not going to always like you when you stand for Christ, especially as prophets. You know, my God, I got this pastor prophet thing going on, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's like, my God, you know, it's like, I'm like Jeremiah. Well, Lord, they don't like me, and all I'm doing is standing for you, and you know, people just want to kill me. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. But God said, you can't bow. Don't
right.
you dare bow.
Right.
Don't
You know,
pray if you must, but don't you dare bow.
Don't you move.
For every
don't
woman out there, no matter.
Let me
just say, and that's for every woman out there, no matter where you're walking, don't you dare bow. Stand for what you stand for. If you're convicted in your heart that right is right and wrong is wrong, stay there. And don't you dare bow. Okay, go ahead, somebody else.
You know, I was thinking about that word ambassadorship, Pastor Rebecca. And I remember one day when I was walking into a situation, you know, young in the ministry, very young in the ministry, but I knew there was a lot of demonic oppressions. I won't expound on that because we don't magnify the devil. So I just said to the Lord, I'm young, and the pastors and the ministers that I call to help these people, they're not coming. So I need to call one of my sisters because you said go by two. I'm going to follow your word to the letter. But what do I do? He said, you are my ambassador. And I said, okay, I know that word. No, this is what you need to understand. And everything I learned about ambassadorship, if you go to a communist nation as the United States ambassador, all the laws, the dictates, and the rules of democracy follows you in that nation. Follows you there.
That's
so
right.
He was like, all the rule, the laws, the rules, the mandates, the dictates, the sovereignty, the freedom, the liberty, the deliverance is following you every place you put your foot down.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because you are my child. And
my
you are
God.
An ambassador of the kingdom of God. So you walk
my
in there
God.
Knowing that the kingdom of God, not your skill sets or all the scriptures you memorize in Bible school, but the kingdom of God is with you. And then I will bring all things to remembrance by the Spirit of God, every scripture, every word of experience to work in that situation. And I will tell you, it was a very dark, oppressed environment. It was my first time dealing with that. But you know, that girl got delivered so miraculously. She had a gun to her hand. And I just kept saying, Lord, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And then he kept saying, ambassador, walk in my kingdom. Walk in my kingdom. My kingdom follows you. Walk in it. And that word right there is so powerful because it's not just about saying, I'm an ambassador for Christ, let me just take the blows. No, you're an ambassador for Christ, and the devil knows.
Woo!
And the devil knows.
My God, my God, my God. And let's just say it like this. When you walk in, Christ walks in with you. My God.
Yes.
You know, when you walk in, the power of the Holy Ghost walks in with you.
God,
dunamis walks in with you. Amen. Because your body, the Bible said, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who dwells inside of you? You know, and we, my God, glory, the power that we have as women. Look, ladies, let's open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832, just in case you're itching. Your fingers are itching to pick up that phone and call us.
Wait a minute. I just wanted to add this one piece, Pastor Rebecca. I just wanted to add this piece to it. There's scripture that says he's 3 days ahead of us. So he went in not only with before us. It's in the Old Testament. There's a passage there.
Say, yeah.
Yes.
My
he
God.
Went in three. He's ahead. You know. I can't find it while I'm at work, so I don't have my Bible out, and I don't remember it. But he's already, and I love to say that he's already gone before us.
Yeah, that's right.
With just showing up to a situation to get something done, he's already prepared for it to fall into our hands.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
He's already overworked the enemy to have the enemy surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was like when the lepers, when they were going to go into the camp of the Assyria,
mm-hmm.
and God caused them to hear like a sound that sound like an army coming after them,
mm-hmm.
and they got up and left everything.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God. That's powerful. Well, I know about that third day scripture because Apostle Tillery wrote about that in his book. I don't have it available either, but that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have some callers, ladies.
Yeah.
Prophetess, will you finish with your point?
That's the point.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Will you finish?
That's just the point is that he's already ahead of us and we can
have
him.
And then the word says he's our rear guard, and he's in us and upon us. So we're covered at every side.
Amen.
Yes, hold up, Tina Michelle. Hold your role. Hold on a second. We're going to take these callers because they called in. We said we were not going to make them wait. Some of them are at work, so we don't want to keep them holding too long. Area code 919, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you, Dr. Pastor.
God bless you, beautiful, powerful woman of God. How are you today?
Blessed. Amen.
Amen. Sister Janine, God bless you. So what do you have to say about all of this?
Well, I'm just calling in. I couldn't hear through the computer, so I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you just got here. Oh, okay. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold and let you listen a little bit longer, and I'll check back with you just to see if you have a comment before we go off the air, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 954. You're a woman to woman. Welcome, and God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening, women of God.
Amen.
My soul is really blessed. I'm trying to get out of town here, and I just happened to click and cut on my computer, and I had a reminder. Pastor Rebecca, this is Evangelist Lewis, Pastor Lewis.
Yes.
Amen.
Another
we just talked a few days ago.
And appointed. On assignment, women of God, taking the world by storm for Jesus, yes.
You know, iron sharpens iron. And you know, with iron, if you rub iron together, come on, ladies, what are you going to get? You got to get some fire. You got to get some work. You got to get some purification going on. And it's just a blessing, and I just started listening in, and I said, you know what? These women have got me excited. They're talking about the kingdom of God. They're talking about being ambassadors for Christ and allowing the Spirit of God, the power, the anointing, to rise up in one and do what he – it's just a wonderful thing to be used by God. You know, when people don't allow God to use them, they don't know what they are missing. And, you know, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. There is an amount of money that anybody can offer me to give up my place in Christ.
Amen. God, go ahead.
I'm just excited, and I don't want to take up all the time. My husband and I, we're getting ready to hit the road again. We're doing a lot of traveling, and we're going to be leaving in a couple hours, and I'm just excited. I'm just listening in.
Amen.
I'm just
so why don't you just tell us what's up with you lately? What does the Lord have you doing for him? And, you know, where are you traveling now? Are you out on assignment? Or Tell us about your broadcast. I was so blessed by your broadcast. Just tell us about your broadcast and your ministry.
Well, my ministry is Truth Talks Radio Broadcast. I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio, and the Lord had opened this door up for us the end of, I believe it was October of last year. We started in November, and He is just doing some awesome things in us, and we're just completing our a new book, and we're just starting, refreshing ministry. We've been teaching the Word for a little over 20 years now. And we're just delivered and saved and set free and know that God has called us to deliver others. You know, when God calls us to big things, sometimes we get intimidated. And people around us, we allow the, you know, when Peter stepped off the boat, he said, "Lord, is that you?" And the Lord said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, bid me to come." Mm-hmm. And when Peter began to move towards Christ, he was all right. Until we start to look on the side and notice that there was a storm brewing all around him. And so I said that to say this. Sometimes we as women of God, we know God called us to a place, and we know that He's been using us greatly, but sometimes we get intimidated by what's being said about us all around us. And so God has called us to preach the Word of God, to feed His sheep. He's mandated us to do that many years ago. But however He saw fit to take us to another level. Actually, I throw the fleece out at God, and I say, you know, I would never presume such a position as pastor just for, you know, because of everybody. You know, I'm one that you would say is a little slow when it comes down to moving it. And I know God doesn't really hold it that much against me. I just like to be sure. I like fleeces.
Yeah.
I like confirmation.
Yeah.
The sister you listening to now ain't anxious for nothing. And because I'm not anxious, and because I've waited on God in many of things, I'm just excited and just, I'm really at awe with my mouth wide open as to what God does when we wait on Him, when our heart is right before Him and we want to do the right thing. We want to respect those that are over us. We want to respect our mates. We want to respect our sisters and brothers in Christ. We want to love everybody like Pastor Rebecca. You know, she kind of sounded like my sis, sounds just like me. You know, and you want to do, you want to, but yet you want to be obedient. You want to give a timely word.
Yes.
You don't want to sugarcoat the word when you stand up. But you want to give God a timely word. And so we've been preaching the gospel for many years, and we do preach at our home church. And many of Sundays we stand up, but God has called us to go to the next level. My husband and I, we're getting ready to do some great things. We're expecting millions because the vision is pretty big. And
go ahead.
Something that we can pay for ourselves, then God ain't called you to that. Ministry and God's work is always bigger than we are. And see, God's been dealing with me, and I've been doing that in my teaching about coming up to God's thoughts. Because our thoughts are so minute. They're so finite. Our level of seeing is on the balance as far as our head can go. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And so God is calling one to stand up and raise their vision of insight from our vision, which is worldly down here, and our abilities and what we're able to do. He wants us to come up. Man, when you read the Word of God, you're like, God, you mean tell me you want to do that in me? Oh, my God. God say, trust me and see. Peter walking on the water? Who do you know walking on the water? Who do you know have a baby without a man? Men had a baby without man's intervention. And so God is saying He's ready to work some miracles, some unseen things that have never happened before in the lives of His people. And God says, time out for us excusing and speaking in the things of God. In a carnal, what a carnal mindset. You know how sometimes people say, well, you know what? You know, I don't know if God, can God heal us from AIDS? Well, what? You know, who are you challenging? God can heal anybody. It doesn't matter what their sickness is. And see, when God raised that level of insight in us, we got to spread that out to the people. Yeah. And so, you know, so people should be delivered. We're in a time, the world is in a time of recession. And so many people are looking for the truth. People want to come out. People genuinely want to know. And so God is raising his people up. And like Sis was just saying, it ain't about us, but it's about his power. It's about his anointing. It's about souls. It's about the kingdom coming in the earth and the kingdom coming. The word of God shall cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Man, God is getting ready to release that thing in another measure. We're in the time of the thousandfold return. You know, there was a hundredfold. When you sow something, you get a hundredfold. It talks about in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, it talks about a thousandfold return. Why? Because God has ordained it. He sanctioned it to be. God don't never keep his numbers at a minimum. He always raises the level above what we're able to do. You know, and so he raised our faith in order to get us where he wants us to go. I don't mean to over you guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm excited about today.
Rivers of living water flowing out of your belly, woman of God.
Amen.
Rivers of living water flowing out of your belly, God. My God. There was a sister in the chat room. I just want to give you this testimony. There was a sister in the chat room, Sister Peaches, and she said, I need to be lifted today. And she, when you came on, see, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you came on and you began to minister, you began to speak. And she said, ooh, I felt that. And she began to praise God. I don't know if you see her in the chat room, but she began to praise God.
Praise the Lord. Iron sharpened iron. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and continue to listen.
Hey,
iron sharpened iron.
Wait a minute. Tell us about, because you did a teaching on women in ministry, and I want everybody to go and listen to the archive of Women of God. She did. Pastor Debbie did a powerful teaching on women in ministry, or women called to preach. I don't know what the title was, but give us the title and give us the your address so we can hit the archives.
You mean Pastor Debbie or me, Pastor Lewis?
Pastor Lewis.
Me, Pastor Rebecca?
Oh, yes.
The name of the message was God's Divine Order for Headship. And I'm on Truth Talks. Truth Talks is the name of my radio show. But it's just a timely word. God just had to. Women need to hear that because, you know what, it's time out for us being intimidated and what people are saying and how leadership rise up to make themselves more than they are as if they are the head of God's people. No, Christ is the head of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a timely word and explaining, and we went from scripture to scripture to give the listeners a balance and a clear understanding of what God is saying. And so it's Truth Talk is the name of my blog talk radio show.
You're breaking up. Can you give that one more time, please?
The name of the show is Truth Talks, TALKS, Truth Talks. And you can click on my picture right in the link. I think if you click on it, it'll take you in there. And if I'm not a friend of anybody, please click, request my, I think most people, I am,
I'll tell them, because you're losing it, the devil is a lie, because you're losing your reception, and I'm going to give the people your information.
Okay.
I'm going to give
it
to
them.
It's Truth Talk.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. You have blessed me today. Thank you so much for calling. Amen. Hallelujah. That was Evangelist Lewis, Pastor Lewis. L is www.blogradio.com/truthtalks. Truth Talks. And she did a teaching on the headship in the church. She went through a whole bunch of scriptures. You will be blessed by that. And it's 5 minutes, ladies. We have a question in the chat room. I don't know. Pastor Debbie, God bless you. Be with us, and she wanted to know if anybody knows a store for this year. I believe that was her question. She says, the Lord, let's see, she's that the enemy tried to, his hardest to take her out in 2008, but God told me in Christmas, what you brought you to, I will bring you through. Pastor Debbie kicked the 2008. She just wanted to know if anybody had any idea what God was going to do this year. Does anybody have anything for her? The Lord's plan. What she would be doing in a year. So she's not asking for a prophetic word. She's saying, has the Lord been revealing to anybody else what he's getting ready to do in their life?
The Lord has been doing a lot of speaking. A lot of speaking in reference to 2009, because there's a pattern, like, you know, your past leaves clues, right? So a lot of people in 2006 had to make a decision, right? 2007 was almost like education, excavation, all that other stuff, right? 2008 was about preparation, product, and design. 2009 is leaving the past behind in 2009 and walking in the kingdom of God. That's how the Lord broke it down to me. That everything that we see in this day is all Him. But many of us have been prepared for years for this time. For this time. It's not something new. It's a new thing He's going to do in the earth, but it's not new to you. You already knew this. God is unifying His body, because we can't do it without each other, right? And releasing us into the purpose for the manifestation at this time. And it's all about souls. It's not just about promotion. It's about souls. It's about souls. So he's accelerating, and that's what I'm seeing for me, you know, and I've seen in the people's lives around me. He's accelerating us because we have to reach these people. We have to reach these souls. It's a push. It's a push. So he's giving people what they need according to what he already trained them to do, right? He's giving them the opportunity to move forward. But unity is the key. Unity in the body is the key.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he's just saying, walking out, you know, like I said, since I've been in Arizona, I've walked into a situation that was ready and prepared and custom designed for me, and I don't know anything about Arizona. I didn't know anything about Arizona. I just knew it was a desert. It was a desert place.
Wow.
So God is good. He's good. Just walk it out, just like you said, Pastor Rebecca. You know, obedience. It's all about obedience. And then unifying. Some of the things that we said at the top of the call, we were saying, get God for yourself. Know that God has you. Know that you're unique and wonderfully made. By doing that, the impact of that commitment is you will not be insecure. You will not be in catfights with women because you know who you are and where you are. Not only that, when you do see those behaviors, it's not just abstaining from telling them off or cussing them out. You have true compassion. To see them where they're walking and to jump in or to move away as the Lord leads.
Amen.
It's a beautiful place. It makes it easy. We're only required to obey Him. We're not required to please everybody. One thing that I was saying last week on a radio, on another radio show locally here, they were saying, you know, the whole thing about God is you work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I said, of course, you live alone, you're born alone, you die alone. But to live for others is insanity.
Amen.
Because you're going to be tossed between two opinions all the time when God said, be single-minded. Have your eyes single on Him. And then the peace that passes all understanding guards your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Then I could look at Pastor Rebecca's gift and go, ooh, I celebrate that woman of God.
Amen.
Oh, I can look at Prophetess Lalisa and all the women on the line, my beautiful prophetess that we've been on here for weeks and weeks together.
Yes.
We can all look at each other and not feel one glimmer of, ooh, she's trying to take my shine. Oh,
right,
she got my message.
Right.
She stepped all over me. She wants my man. That doesn't even come in your mind, because what God has created for you, no one can take away from you, because you are a copy of the divine.
Amen.
There's no holes. There's no holes when you walk in his fullness.
Amen.
None.
Praise God.
None. Everything, nothing missing, nothing broken.
That's right.
Nothing missing and nothing broken with God.
Mm-mm.
He is our wholeness.
Yeah.
He is our wholeness. Thank
He's
you.
Our wholeness. He's our joy. The
yes.
fruit of the Spirit. My
yes.
God. Fruit of the Spirit
yes.
is complete. Nothing left out. That's
nothing.
Why I love when you all preach and you talk and you teach, and especially any of you preachers and all of y'all on here do it. And when you preach it, and when you say, my God, just receive him, God Almighty, it sounds so simple, but it's so powerful.
Because
yes. when we receive him, we get the whole shebang. My God.
Yes.
God don't have to ask for himself. He's complete in and by himself. Yes, it's a process. Yes, we know that 1 John 2:3 says that, oh, day by day we're becoming more like him, and do if not yet appear what we shall be. But my God, it's already, but the not yet.
I love it. It's already, but not the not yet. Go ahead and preach that thing.
Mr. Paul says that at my church all the time. He said, he's talking about generation, when he's talking about